SOP 210. Today we're talking about how to record a phone call without a budget.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me. It's very easy, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. First of all, before we get into today's quick tip, I want to thank, big list of people here. Mary, Susan, Leon Lee. Here's the bad news. I'm gonna kill everybody's name now. Querita Long, Dwayne Martin, Catherine Plessing, Sally Getch from the Podcast Asylum, Marie Dimitriadis. I probably butchered that. I'm sorry, Marie. Amy Chastain, Nicole Stockdale, Gregory Adams, Robert Fishburne, Carrie Jacobs, Carol Miller, Sean Collier, Kathy Henderson, David Nixon, and Lynn Pearson. With 75% of the month done, we are at 53% of our goal. Of course, the goal is, hey, it was my birthday this month. I turned 45. And I'm trying to get a Kindle. I would love to read. I'm having issues even now with my glasses, at times reading books. And the great thing about a Kindle is you can blow it up on the screen, and plus all the other internet goodies. And I've been telling people, and this is the truth, this will actually benefit you. Number one, you're going to feel good for helping somebody out. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/birthday and contribute. This will be going on through the end of the month. And so you're going to feel good about helping somebody out. And it's a way for especially those of you who are not members of the School of Podcasting, who've been listening for years, just to chime in. And literally a lot of these are $2, $3. Now, Mary, get your name right. Mary Susan, the only, thank you very much. $25 contribution. That, I cannot tell you, that blows me away. Thank you so much. I deeply appreciate everybody. I deeply appreciate it. So I'm not asking for a ton. Just everybody chips in a few bucks. We'll get to the goal, and I'll videotape the Kindle opening, and it'll be great fun, and you'll hear me reading books about podcasting and marketing and things like that. And I want to thank just everybody in advance. I'm deeply, deeply touched that everybody's helping me reach this goal. Now, today we're going to talk about how do I record a phone call? And it used to be, and it still is, and get you to sound good. So you need to talk into your microphone. So how do we get your microphone into a phone? Well, and one way to do that is via Skype. And you can get a Skype out number that allow you to call anybody with Skype for free. So if they're in the Netherlands and you're in the US, I can call them. And there are a number of podcasting, or there are a number of software titles. PowerGramo is the one I use. And of course, I always recommend if you can afford it, get some sort of external recorder, which is what I'm recording on right now. I'm using my Zoom H4. Use that. That way you're not taxing your system with Skype and a software to record the call. But I realize sometimes that's just not in the budget. So here's another easy way, because Skype out does require a fee to call out. Now, Skype to Skype is free, but obviously if you're calling grandma, grandma's not going to have Skype, potentially. Don't want to stereotype people. So here's an easy way. It's a $2 fix. And this does need, and I don't know how I would do this if I had a co-host, if they weren't in the room. Like if I had somebody that I was on Skype with, this would be done, but it's over the scope of today. This is, hey, I'm one person. I want to call one person, and I don't have the money for Skype out, but I do have a phone with a headset or headphone jack. So in my case, I have a Droid phone. Before this, I had a Windows, I had a smartphone, basically some sort of Windows mobile phone. And when I upgraded this, I got the Droid. So, what I'm going to do here, and what I've done, so I've got a headset out. I've got the eighth inch stereo jack, just like it was headphones, going out, and it splits to, two quarter inch jacks, which I've then plugged into my mixer. Now, even though I'm a one man band here, I do run things into a mixer. So I can do things like adjust the tone of my voice and the volume and things of that nature. So this is great. So this just, I'm going to turn on my phone here. Now the great thing about this is if I do this in theory, I see it's not going to let me do it. I have to down numbers. Well, here, I'll dial a couple here. So you get the idea. I'm going to turn this down now and dial the rest of my, because I'm going to call my wife in the other room because she loves podcasting that much. Okay, so I'm going to turn this up. And now, how do I get, well, I'm talking into my phone, but I'm going to be talking into the phone as well.
Hello?
Hello, baby.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Now, you're on the podcast. Isn't that just raw excitement?
That is just sheer raw excitement.
Now, the great thing is, can you do me a favor and, like, recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure, if I can remember it.
Because what I'm going to do is I can now adjust her volume and add treble and bass and things like that. So, yes, it's still going to sound like a phone, but I will be able to kind of touch it up a little bit. So I need you to just say something or whatever you would like to recite.
Okay.
My dear.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I told you I wouldn't remember it.
And
that's really horrible.
That is.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, there you go. Gold star on your time card for that.
And thank you.
So I've actually turned up a little bit of her bass, and I started to turn up the treble, but really with a phone call. Now, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Because what I'm doing is I basically put the phone right next to my microphone. So I'm talking into the phone so you can hear me, but I'm also talking into the microphone so they can hear me, and then we can hear you through my mixer. Isn't that exciting, honey?
That is just too exciting.
Now, I was going to do a video of this, just so people could see me plugging this in, but I'll let my wife explain why I shouldn't do a video right now of my studio. You can explain why.
Because it's a horrible mess. Frightening.
Now, the great thing is, if you'd like to continue, anything you want to expand on that?
No, I think that's...
See, I can just turn down her volume, and she doesn't even know I'm not listening right now. Well, she does, because she can hear me, but I've turned her volume off. So you can adjust... I turned your volume off, honey. Just to prove a point.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that's the end of the phone call. So it's really easy. It's like a $9 fix, and it's still going to now, you've heard me, and this is where, if you ever wonder, why do they call it a mixer? I'm mixing my voice and the audio from my phone. I don't have to buy Skype. Now, obviously, if I'm calling somebody in the Netherlands, it's going to be long distance. But my cell phone, if I'm calling somebody in the U.S., I can dial the U.S. toll-free pretty much. You know what I mean? I get long distance. Now, if I'm calling somebody overseas, that's where Skype really comes into play. But nonetheless, it's an easy fix, and it's an easy way to adjust the tone. If I wanted to, except I'm recording mono, but I could have... split me into the left channel and her into the right channel, things like that. You have total access to that. And then I'm recording this as a WAV file, so if I wanted to later, it's very easy to go in and do some editing. So that's my quick tip today. If you're trying to record a phone call on a budget and you're lucky enough to have some sort of headset, or I call it a headphone jack. I don't know what it's called now on today's phone. These young whippersnappers with their phone, but being that most phones now are meant to play music to a certain extent, even my old little itty-bitty phone had a way to play music on it, because all these places like Verizon and things like that, you can download ringtones, you can download music. So they're kind of meant to a certain extent as kind of a minor feature to listen to music, meaning you can plug some sort of, earbuds into it. And instead of plugging earbuds, I just have a cord from the shack. This Radio Shack is now known here in the United States, a cord that goes from that. And like I said, it splits out to a quarter inch jack on the other end. And actually, to be completely honest, it's actually split to an RCA jack, which is then plugged into a quarter inch jack adapter. But I do believe they make the other one the same way. So that's my quick tip for today. If you're ready to start a podcast, let me remind you that this Wednesday, hold on. Let's get the boss back on the phone. I think it's this Wednesday. We are doing another roundtable. This is the bad news of doing things live. Here we go. Hit that button again. There we go. I think it's Wednesday.
Hello?
Hey, what day did you say you were doing that thing? Is it Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. So this Wednesday, we'll be doing a webinar. It's free. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, and while my wife is doing her thing, I'm going to be talking podcasting. It's great. We've had the produce picker. If you go over to, I'm going to get his URL wrong. I think it's thepodcasterstudio.com. If not, I'll put a link to it out in the show notes. He was there last week. Members from the School of Podcasting. Come by. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars and sign up. It'll be Tuesday at 9:30. It usually goes to about 10:30. Any questions you have, anything, any problems you have, bring them on by. It's my way of staying in contact with the community, as well as answering questions, which then gives me feedback for future shows. And in some cases, people go, hey, I really like this guy, and they sign up in the School of Podcasting. So if you're ready to start a podcast, that's a great place to go, schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talked about today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to help with February's fundraiser, I thank you so much. We're so close, but we've got a ways to go. schoolofpodcasting.com/birthday. So thank you very much. And until next week, and I'll see you Tuesday, hopefully, class is dismissed.